It is 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. We'll call the common council meeting to order. Tonight with us, we have the Barclay family, Sam, who is in fourth grade, Henry, who is in third grade, and Julia, who is in first grade. You want to come on up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good
job.
Thank you for joining us tonight. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 13th. Were there any changes or corrections? I'm sorry. Roll call, please. I'm sorry.
Middleton. Absent. Varga.
Here.
Romano. Absent. Weigel.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 13th. Were there any changes or corrections? The only thing I would say is that in my report I said my State of the City address was on March 8th, and it's actually on March 15th. Thank you. Yes, it's actually on March 15th. So I don't know if you want to just, even though I did report it, if you could maybe make an editor's note or something. Maybe. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah.
Motion by Tad. No. Motion by Dan. Second by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous that this is present. Next up is a presentation by Whitley County Pride. Spanner.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us. I truly appreciate that. So I'm Savannah. I'm the president and founder of Whitley County Pride. We originated and launched publicly on October 11th of 2023, which was National Coming Out Day. So a little bit of background, I moved here in May of last year, at the end of May, right at the beginning of Pride Month, and I realized the need for LGBTQ resources and services here in Whitley County. So a little bit about us. Our mission is to exist and create inclusive and accepting and strong community connections for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community of Whitley County, Indiana, through education, support programs, and community events. We aim to raise awareness and promote understanding for the unique challenges faced by the LGBTQ community that is everywhere. You know, it's not just here in Whitley County. So a little bit about us. We are going to be starting our LGBTQ education, including hosting workshops, probably virtually, as well as in person, and partnering with organizations. One of our big partners is the Positive Resource Connection that's out of Fort Wayne. They provide a lot of amazing things, such as testing for HIV and things along those lines, which is part of the LGBTQ community for the health situation, but it's everywhere, unfortunately. So we also will be doing support groups. This is new and will be starting next month. A lot of our community members are having to travel to Fort Wayne and larger cities. So we are going to be bringing that here to Columbia City to serve Whitley County, as well as possibly reaching out to like Huntington County, Kosciuszko, Noble County, DeKalb County, a lot of these smaller communities that have to go to Fort Wayne. And the main reason for that is I came from South Bend. I actually grew up in Hicksville, Ohio, so a very, very small town across the state line. And I didn't come out until after I had moved to the city. And I didn't realize the challenges that are faced in the smaller communities. So being part of the LGBTQ community in the city versus a small town are two different things. They don't understand the issues that are arising with that. And so our goal is to have these support groups to offer to the smaller towns. Obviously, we're not going to turn anybody away, but those will be held twice a month starting in April. So if anybody ever has questions about that, they can reach out to us on our website, which is whitleycountypride.org, or any of the board members. We have 12 board members that are also listed on there, and it should be also under our support groups tab here shortly once we push that out. Katie, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what is it?
It's all good. I'm Katie Dorman. I am part of the board. I'm helping with marketing and some of the membership parts.
Thank you.
I am Leanne Facer, and I am an ally. And I've been an ally for a long, long time. Since my kids were in school, my children are allies. My grandson, 16 years old, going to be 17, he is an ally. And what that is and what that means in a small community is that concept of Christian agape love, accepting people, getting to know them, understanding and protecting them. And we don't want to be that place known for a situation where someone of this community is not protected. And so I would say that all of us really need to be allies, but I wanted to talk about too, we had the Prism Marketplace. And being a person, my children have gay friends, I have gay friends, but I don't live it. So we had this marketplace out at Aetna Troy, and two families came through and mentioned how they wanted to leave because one of their children came out, their church even turned on them. And they were crying. They didn't know there was resources. They were wanting to leave. And then there was people that told us that their children left. And I knew that one of my best friends left this town for a long time. And when he came back, he got the same stuff. But what we do in here is we want safety. We want to be known for love. We want to be those allies. And that's what I'm trying to do right here, is make sure that this works and that this becomes commonplace to a point where I don't need to know what you do in your home or your house for a job or to be a friend or anything like that. So that's why this is so important, because we have people hurting. We had teens come in. We have people that have been in this community. They're like 60, 70 years old. They're driving out to Aetna Troy, tears in their eyes, because they can't be who they are. Everyone knows they can't be who they are. We even have a big donor, doesn't want anyone to know. But everybody knows. They all use the services, but we can't talk about that amongst us. So we want this to be, it is what it is. I know Savannah. I know her wife. I know my son's best friend and his husband. And they were friends since they were young. Didn't turn my son gay. He was over at our house all the time. My dad, my mom, we all accept him. We love him. So that's why this is so important to this community, because we hear it all the time. You know, people in schools that are being attacked because of who they are. We don't want that. We need your help. We need you guys to stand up. Everybody, we need you guys to say, I'm an ally. I care for those that I don't even understand. And so that's how I see Prism Marketplace. That's how I see Whitley County Pride. And
so a little bit more on Prism Marketplace. So we had 30 vendors come out to Detroit. Excuse me. And I, like I was saying earlier, I could have put some of them in the hallway. We could have had more, but that's not inclusive, right? We want people to come out and know that they are loved and accepted, because there are people leaving, you know, and that's the biggest thing. I told you guys, or I said earlier in the Board of Works, I could have left. I could have went somewhere else. I could have went anywhere in the world, but I chose Whitley County to move to bring my family because I see how incredibly great this community is. And so that's what this was. Prison Marketplace was a sense of community. The biggest thing was everybody's like, that was probably the best thing. I've got people that are turning down other big events to come here and to support us here in Whitley County. And I think that speaks volumes. That's huge. So really quick back on this. So we have another event September 7th and November 30th. So this event will be held three times a year, and it's continuing to grow. In the last meeting at Board of Works, we were approved to have Prism Fest here in downtown Columbia City. We're very excited to bring people from the outside to come and see what we have here, right? I mean, Columbia City is a beautiful city. I know that I've seen photos and things of how things have come along, including the City Hall. You know, it's truly incredible. And I said this to Mayor Randy, I know I've told you, like, I am so thankful to live here in Columbia City. So like I said, bringing the vendors and businesses and organizations that are here in Whitley County and beyond, right? But we're obviously focusing on Whitley County. Go ahead, Katie.
So like I said, I'm Katie. I grew up here. I just came back to work here as well this year at the Columbia City High School. So I'm one of the teachers. And I see this a lot with just my friends. Just like you were saying, I had a lot of friends that moved away because they didn't feel accepted here. They didn't feel like they had the resources here. And then when we had the marketplace, a lot of them came back and were like, I didn't know this was here. Like, I didn't know there was this much support here. So it was really cool for that. And so we have our membership program, which is just $10 a year. And what we do is we have some member-only events, and then we have special giveaways for them as well. Some of our member events, you'll also see community events that are kind of fundraisers, but we do something special for our members. So we have a 10 caps game that we're going to go to with our members, and some we'll start opening that up to the community as well after they get their tickets first. We also have we've rented out the Fall Aquatic Center as well in August, so they'll have like a big event there that they can kind of do. We're also trying to bring in our local businesses in Columbia City, and so we're talking about having a different type of scavenger hunt that gets them out into the community, doing some cleanup activities for the community, doing some outreach, and doing just different things of like, hey, this small business has a new product that they want to do. Take a picture with it. Go say hi to Kay at Bruja or whoever. Okay. Just anything that we can to kind of give back to the community and show that it, like, we're all here to be supportive of each other. Again, it's not just because you're gay, it's because you're an ally too, or it's because we're just accepting of each other, and we all want to live here, and we all want to give back to the community as best as we can.
Yeah, I think it's really well said. You know, I am a person that will support local time and time again. When I first moved here, I would buy Morse's all the time. I said, I'm going to build my kitchen table with their lumber, and surely I did. I could have went to Lowe's and probably saved some money, but Morse's and other businesses are the ones that are giving back to our community and supporting our youth and things along those lines. And I lived in the city, and I moved back to a smaller town because of the values. And, you know, I will give back in that every way, shape, or form. So with that being said, the community engagements as well, I stand for anything local when possible. We're planning on being involved in Whitley County as much as possible, including community events, volunteering, and showcasing the LGBTQ community, because they have a lot to offer. You'd be surprised with the people that are that way. So, you know, just think about your words when you use them, because honestly, you don't know who you're talking about. Like Katie had mentioned, our upcoming events, we have First Friday, we'll be doing the Tin Caps, we'll be doing a fundraiser with that and things along those lines. Unfortunately, I don't have it all in front of me now because I switched it over to this, but we'll be doing a lot of different things, getting involved down in South Whitley with their Fall Festival, hopefully Turtle Days, Old Settlers a little bit, anywhere where we're welcome, we're wanting to be involved, because again, we're just trying to provide these positive community connections for everyone and let everyone know that, you know, they're loved and wanted here. So again, I appreciate everybody. If anyone ever has any questions, they can reach out to me or any of our 11 other board members, there's 12 of us now, or visit us on whitleycountypride.org. And we're happy to answer any questions, especially along the lines when it comes to LGBTQ topics. Like I've said to other people, when you come to us with in good faith, and you know, there's no question that's bad as long as you're acting in good faith. And we're happy to answer those questions. We're here to educate and bring these positive community connections. So again, I appreciate everyone for having us. It's truly appreciated. So if anybody has any questions, real quick, I guess I can answer those as well. Thank you so much.
Yes, being here. Appreciate it.
Working on it. Oh, I think it's working. Okay. Okay. I think we got you in before. We had to get downstairs, right?
A little bit. Okay, thank you.
Also, thank you for working with my schedule. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you working this back. Ordinance 2024-2, do I have a motion to read by title only?
So
moved. Motion by Tapp, seconded by Dan. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2024-2 by title only.
Ordinance 2024-2, an ordinance amending Chapter 53 regarding the user fees to pay the cost of trash collection for residential customers within the city of Columbia City.
As a reminder, this is, as I mentioned the last time, there's an increase on the cost of trash to us from our contractor. Our trash committee reviewed it, and again, this is basically money in, money out, meaning residents pay the trash fee, we pay the trash company, and we also pay for the junk pickup through the same fee. So, that being said, there it is a $2 increase in the trash fee monthly. But again, it's really just a pay direct. So we have a 3-year extension. Yeah, it's a 3-year. So this will be for through 2027 at this point. Yep. Any other questions? Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2024-2 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Leslie, second by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance number 2024-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Tad. Seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2024-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2024-3, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So this is the first reading, if you will, of the second phase of the annexation of the County Guy property. As you may remember, We heard the petition last time. We have the first reading of the ordinance today. I think it's the next meeting we have the public hearing?
Yes.
And the second reading?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the process for the second and final phase of the annexation of County Dyke's property. Again, this is off of 200 East. The fiscal plan was heard by the Board of Works earlier tonight. No concerns on that. Again, it's right now it's agricultural land, so it doesn't really change anything. Certainly, as they add houses and stuff, we'll have additional costs. But questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance?
Mayor, just a quick question.
This also requires a third reading, so the second reading is not our normal second reading approval time. We'll actually have
a third reading.
Yeah, after. I'm just pointing.
Okay, well, thank you. I didn't remember that, so I'm glad you did. So. Yeah.
How does this coincide with the previous annexation that the county does not recognize as an annexed area?
So we were, I was contacted by the county, assessor, I believe, about the previous annexation. And the concerns that the second annexation had not happened at that point. I also was contacted by the county auditor about that same thing. Later, I was contacted by the county attorney about that same thing. And my response to the county attorney, as well as the other two members, was the annexed property is ag. In state statute, when agricultural property is brought into the city limits, it doesn't change the tax structure. Therefore, it does, to me, it doesn't matter at all for the 2023 tax year, paid 2024. It doesn't make any difference at all if you just keep it as county, because it doesn't change anything. There's nothing, there's no difference. The county attorney seems to be perfectly fine with that and said that it was all good. So that's the best answer I have for you, is I've heard nothing more from the county since then. So,
I kind of knew that.
Yes, I know.
Okay. You know, we're still not recognizing that as a
well,
and that's my issue with the county, and we're not recognizing that even as of today, because I brought that up again.
Sure.
How come you're not recognizing that as, and I said, we're getting ready to annex the second part of this,
yes.
And you're not recognizing the fact that we're annexing the county.
Well, and I think ultimately, I mean, you know, we went through, okay, so two things. Number one is a reminder that this is a super voluntary, meaning there is one property owner who has requested our annexation. We have not went after them for annexation. They have came to us first. Second, and maybe more importantly is again, because it doesn't change the value and there's nothing happening on it, I don't see that there really is a huge deal. At the end of the day, we went through the formal process, the first phase. We're going through the formal process of the second phase. No dollars are going to be changing hands at this point until there is development and construction on that site. So unless told otherwise by the county attorney and Marsha, I guess, unless told otherwise, we're going to stick with the plan. And if they have issues, then they can discuss between the lawyers on that, I guess. But
I personally left the city boundary the way we did it,
yeah.
The parcels not split.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I just thought it was important to say and,
yeah.
Where we're at, because I kind of already knew that explanation, yeah. And I just like y'all just smile. Yeah.
Well, and again, at the end of the day, once the full property is brought into the city limits after the second annexation takes place, property again doesn't change value because by state law, ag land brought in does not change value. So long story short is that until something is built on there, it's really not going to matter, but I appreciate what you're saying.
So can I, and we can talk later on this, but what does the term recognize mean? What does that mean to them, that they're not recognizing?
Well, they think that property should have been split, court claim to O'Connor to herself, so that area is separate from the big piece. And then they would have recognized that as a...
What should have been split?
The property should have been split for the first annexation to the second annexation, quick claimed over to Connie for some reason.
Yeah, quick claimed from herself to herself because they're basically splitting that area out from the big piece. That's what they're saying. So that should have been like a quick claim deed from herself to herself, recognizing that 80, whatever that
big piece. I see.
That's what they're saying, and that's why they haven't done anything.
Well, and again, I don't know that anything actually changes, right, until
right.
Something's built.
The county attorney agrees with the county attorney to step off and tell them.
Apparently. So, cool. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay, do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2024-3 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Leslie, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show with each will sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
Last night at the park board, we opened up the Eagle Park bid, or we awarded the Eagle Park bids, one to Hunger and one to Schinkel for the skate park and the rest of the pickleball courts and everything. So we're moving forward with that. Hopefully, May, we'll get started on that. Monday night we have a residential meeting with the residents of Westgate to discuss that construction. And Blue River Trail, we're trying to acquire, we've got two more easements that we need to acquire and then that will go off for bid. And 100 South Sewer Project is moving along very well. They've got the gravity in and the lift station somewhat in. And we're just waiting for the force main. So everything's moving along very quickly.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Terry?
We're still waiting on baseline to come in and install the fiber. So Mike's booster station will come up on the fiber network. Serpent and I was here today to install two new lines for us. And about noon, 1 o'clock, they just disappeared. So I'm not sure what happened there. Hopefully they'll come back. A bunch of quotes that we had last year re-quoted, so they came in and we're starting to distribute those to see if we can get some of that work that we had planned for last year done this year. So that's it.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Kelly?
We're
working on the paving list, starting to get that list and other paving preservation list around for this year, and for paving will be for next year, but I'm starting that list right now. Been doing some televising work. Had a crew out today working with the camera truck on the sewer mains. Next week we'll be sending four guys down to Indianapolis for some equipment training, and been just doing maintenance on streets, alleys, signs, sort of stuff. Having a sweeper out running with the nice weather we've had. And just a shout out to some of the guys on the department. We had some of our salt boxes on the top. The grates were falling in, pretty bad shape, rusting up, and they took it on herself to, we went to Fort Wayne Steel and got steel, and we got a guy in there that welds really good, and they fabricated a couple grates for the top of two of the salt boxes and saved us some money on having to go purchase any. So shout out to those guys. That's it.
Question for Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Mike.
Still working down on Chauncey Street. We kind of slow down. We've had the last three sewer lines we've crossed from the residential houses down there, we've had to relocate. And then the gas company has a line down there that they can't locate at this time, so they have to come in Ottawa, I think, and locate it before we can go past there where we're at. The water line on 205 has been pressure tested and bacteria tested, and everything passed, so it has been pressurized and it's open, so it is being used now to take water down to the Quail Ridge area. So we're just waiting for it to get the information back and go down to 100, and then that'll be done.
Question on Mike. Thank you, Mike.
During the Board of Works meeting, they approved phase three of the SCADA project, so we'll be doing two more control panels this year. They just contracted with Donahue and Associates. We have three panels that were installed. They've been up and running for 2 weeks. They're functioning very well, no issues. I guess continue to work on the secondary repairs. Some of the equipment they ordered in, the parts and pieces, and everything they fabricated themselves. And they've done a great job as far as measuring and installing the equipment. It's looking really well. Very nice. They've done a great job. Continue to do our sludge hauling. It's kind of on hold right now, but we'll start that back up. Xylem has been in yesterday and today installing the new MOX units for our Edwards pumps, and also doing PM work on all our pumps at the same time. EQ basin pumps all went through testing oil changes yesterday, and they started Edwards today. They've got one pump to go, but they're holding off on that in case we have storms tonight and tomorrow, because we'll have to have both those. We'll have to have two pumps to operate. One of them they found, they run, they have, the pumps have food grade oil in them. It's kind of a white color. And if I'm trying to explain the food grade oil, if it would happen to leak or anything like that, you're not going to contaminate or kill your plant with an oil spill or anything being food grade. So it's a lot safer. Well, it's supposed to look like a white color as they drain it out, and one of them, when the oil came out, it was black and looked like it had a few shavings in it. So we'll pull that one out of service today, and they're going to pick it up, and that'll go back to Indianapolis for a complete tear down probably. So they won't, I'll get a quote back on that, and we'll have that one repaired. And still waiting on Torque to come in and replace the influent flow meter and the new sludge return flow meter. They were supposed to be in this week. I haven't seen them yet, or they haven't been contacted, so they shouldn't be in. That's all I've got.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Thomas.
This past Saturday, the Whitley County EMS put on a EMS symposium. 14 of our firefighters attended that from our from the city. That helps get some, a lot of our in-service, well, not a lot, it's about 20% of our in-service hours that we need to maintain our EMS certification. So I appreciate Whitley County EMS for hosting that. Myself, Ron Jones, Toby Fraley, and Chris traveled to Indianapolis to the state capitol yesterday, where we met up with Dave Heron, one of our firefighters who serves as our safety officer. Dave has achieved 50 years in the fire service, which is a pretty monumental task. Not only does he still serve, he's very active with our department, and he's not the guy that just sits on the rig and watches. He actually works with us. So
I swear, every time you guys are out and I have to be outside, he's coming to the station to either man it or grab something or something. He's always been very active and focused.
Yeah, just a great individual, and it's a testament to him, his wife, and his family, because they sacrifice a lot to do that. And I just want to say publicly thanks to Dave Heron and his family for allowing him to put 50 years in with us. So kind of a big deal to me. Board of Works, I'm sorry. Fire interviews for our hiring process, the fire side of it will be on the 1st, which is this Friday. The Board of Works interviews for the hiring process will be on the 8th at 3 p.m. And Troy Neffelkamp and Lance Beers just finished up doing our annual gear inspections. I'd like to say thanks to those two individuals for taking that on. That's a pretty big, daunting task. Tearing everybody's gear apart. They got inner and outer shells, and you have to go through and check for damage, check their serial numbers, the expiration dates, because they expired 10 years after manufacture. Not from when you put them in service, but from manufacture. So it's not a fun job. And you got to tell guys they got to take better care of their gear and wash them more often and the whole kit and caboodle. So it's just not a fun job. So thanks to those two guys. And I think that's it.
Now you missed one thing.
Oh, shoot. Yes, I did. I have it written down on a separate piece of paper. Earlier this evening, we had a bid opening for a fire truck. Rosie, correcting me if I'm wrong, the bid came in at a total of $1,058,298. Keep in mind, that's without equipment. We were kind of expecting a price to be that way. That's pretty much the industry standard now. The build time that they've estimated is 650 days, kind of putting that on a calendar. That's the middle of December of 2025 before we would take ownership of said vehicle if we would put that order in. So, that's what we're up against.
Mm-hmm. Questions of town? You missed the biggest thing.
I apologize. It was written on a separate piece of paper, so...
A couple things for your information. First, Sean is out in Washington, D.C. right now. Yesterday and today, working with the Department of Transportation on CDLs and just trying to figure out ways in which municipals can either be exempted out or at least have a lesser licensing fee. I mean, some of you maybe remember, but it went from just a little bit to a ton of money. I don't remember what the numbers are, but just extraordinary. And the different hoops that we now have to jump through for the CDLs are ridiculous because we're not long-haul truckers, right? So anyways, he's working on that. He's out there with the Indiana Municipal Electric Association, but he also reports that they are continuing to replace poles on Bear Road. Chip and him attended the AIM legislative dinner last week on my behalf. And said that it was a great dinner, except for some of our legislators weren't there. So, but they still had a good networking opportunity, for sure. They ordered a fiber splicing equipment, and that should be delivered by mid-March. And they also have a new wire trailer that he says actually has license plates and turn signals. So we're in good shape on that one. So Chief Parrott said they currently have an open hiring process in the police department. Deadline is March 1st at 3 p.m., and they have several applications. They're planning to hire 3 officers, depending on, obviously, the pool. The RAVE mass notification is in full swing. I know that Ashley's been using that in our office. I'm assuming dispatch has been using that in some ways. And so I know that they've hung flyers around the city. If you're not a part of RAVE, go to our website or my Facebook page or something, but city's Facebook page, etc.,
But get on the rave notifications. You can sign up for whatever list you want to. You want to know about when the aquatic center is full. You want to know when baseball, softball practice is. You want to know when there's a street closure. You know, God forbid, a boil water advisory or things like that.
I know, it's always the boil water.
I can say it was great last week when the light at 30 and nothing was down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was on vacation, was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and that was great because we were going into town. I'm like, I'm picking the back.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And again, that's the whole goal is to try to educate people about what's going on in the community who don't necessarily get on Facebook or things like that, right? So. Apparently, we're working on maybe getting Officer Clark and his dog Jake into the schools a little bit more, and they're working on policies. On dispatch, they had a couple tabletops that are being replaced, I think, this week that are under warranty. I keep looking at Savannah because she's a dispatcher. Response plans are being worked on, and training has been completed, and they are also working on policies and SOPs. Finally, if you did not hear, Matt Hyden, our park director, had a little bit of an accident at home and has been off work recovering from that, healing from that. I know that he's been keeping contact with his staff, so they're continuing to run the ship. Beth and Rosie have been working with him as well. So in any case, he wants to come back sooner than the doctors, I think, want to let him, but still, he is recovering. So with that being said, just a couple more things from me, just so you're aware. Number one, tomorrow I'm going to be at the State House for the Mayor's Commissioner's Caucus Day at the State House, so we'll be there talking to legislators. Thursday, we have Youth Council, and I think we're going to be going to the Humane Shelter, which is always something they look forward to. State of the City, like I said, is coming up on the 15th of March at the library. Registration is through the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. And I think that's all I have for right now. Yes. Dan?
Just praying we don't have a storm tonight. We're
yep.
Down three branches. We haven't had a good three branch cleaning.
Wow, Dan.
I mean,
water advisory.
Yeah. what climbed up here today that just decided to poke it?
No, Mike has one of our plow trucks over to shop, and he let me know the codes to get into the shop if we needed to come over there because of the snow tonight. And I'm like, wow, really? Okay.
70 degrees out.
Okay. Anything else? Dad.
I have no
possible slur tonight. So.
Thank you.
Leslie.
I'm just excited to say that I have my first meeting with the superintendent of the wastewater plants next Wednesday.
Good.
I think everybody is sitting on that side except for one person I've scheduled. But other than that, everybody's been great at responding. And
good.
I mean, Chip and I are in December, so we've already got some of the things said.
December?
Hey. I thought it was a...
For a council member?
No, it was my choice.
Anybody here from the press? Anything from the audience? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.